When I got the invitation to come and audition for Ain't Misbehavin', the Manhattan Theater Club was up on East 73rd Street, mm-hmm. between 1st and 2nd, I believe. And the space was very small, very tight. And when I walked into the room, and this didn't come through a casting director, this came from a telephone call from Murray Horowitz, whose idea was to build a musical tribute to Fats Waller. I walked into the room, and sitting in the room was Nell Carter, Ken Page, Amelia McQueen, and at that time,
Irene Cara.
Irene, thank you. Yeah. Irene Cara. And it dawned on me instantly, not that I was getting the part, but it dawned on me instantly, they're looking for a fifth wheel. Mm. And that's smart. That is so smart. Because you don't have to be concerned about the source of conflict, because you have an uneven number of individuals. Hmm. You always have two couples and a fifth wheel, trouble. Hmm. And what you have to do then is just match the different couples so that each one of the five gets to be the fifth wheel, the font right. of the conflict.
Yeah.
Now just extrapolate from there. Don't cast 16 people, cast 17.
Uh-huh.
Don't cast 24 people, cast 25.
Uh-huh.
I mean, look at Hadestown.
Mm-hmm.
It has five principals.
Hmm.
It has a company.
Mm-hmm.
But the people whose stories are being told, five. Now, how did they resolve that? One of them is the storyteller.
Mm-hmm.
So he then becomes the master of ceremonies, if you will. What's the term I'm looking for? It's in a circus.
Ringmaster.
Ringmaster. Thank you. Right. The uh-huh. ringmaster becomes the surrogate for the director.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I mean, the director does the work, but in terms of managing all the conflict on the performative stage, it's Hermes.
Yeah.
But try that with four people.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting, but then it becomes boring because what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to kill somebody or you have to something.
The numbers slowly drop down.
Right.
From there.
Right.